Tyreek Hill is a six-time 1,000-yard receiver, and as of July 3rd, he does not have a team, does not have a cleared knee, and does not have a single concretely reported visit. That triple absence is the entire price. Receiver 69, pick 182. The market isn't grading the resume, it's grading two ifs stacked on top of each other. The season that exists is four games long, 21 catches on 29 targets for 265 yards and a score, including a six-catch 109-yard night against New England in week two. In his four games, he drew 24% of Miami's targets, a number we cite with its sample attached, because four games is a glimpse, not a season. Then the Monday night of week four against the Jets, a dislocated left knee, multiple ligaments torn, including the ACL, major reconstruction per NFL.com. Season over in September. The career is the part nobody disputes. 6,000-yard seasons in the 10 years our data covers, a peak of 19.8 half PPR points a game in 2023, and then the part the market remembers, 2024, his last full season, paid 10.5 a game across 17. The decline phase had already started before the knee. He's 32. The pattern beat has two layers, and they stack. Layer one, our injury recovery cohort, established players off a season of 10 games or fewer, numped under D3, returns its median man at 70% of the last healthy season. Only 1 in 3 make it back to 85. 70% of 10.5 is about 7.4, which priced out at receiver 50 last season. Layer two is the Diggs layer. Targets replicate at 0.79 when there's a depth chart to replicate onto. There isn't one. No cohort conditions on a July free agent with an unpassed physical. We checked.
Muffed!
The circumstances dated and quick. Miami released him February 16th. Cap mechanics, per ESPN, a $29.9 million non-guaranteed base, $11 million of it guaranteeing 3 days into the league year, on a knee that couldn't pass a physical. His agent told a March interview he's waiting for medical clearance before signing and wants a contender. Tom Pelissero's June reporting was blunter. It's not yet clear he'll be healthy enough in August or September for someone to sign him. No visit, workout, or offer has been concretely reported anywhere. That's an absence we're stating, not a detail we missed. What exists instead? A rehab documentary series he launched in June, a video captioned Reborn, and a Snapchat tease at Kansas City per PFN. The public file also carries an off-field matter, stated soberly. His divorce proceedings have included civil filings alleging abuse, reported by ESPN and others. His attorneys have denied the allegations, and there has been no arrest, no charge, and no reported league action. That's the record as of this recording.
The price, WR69 at pick 182, for a player whose injury cohort landing spot, if he were on a team, is receiver 50. The 19-slot gap is the market pricing the second if. Our verdict? Watch list. We can't underwrite a knee that hasn't cleared, a team that doesn't exist, and an age curve that had already turned. And we won't pretend 6,000-yard seasons of route running evaporate at the back of a draft board either. The caveat is the whole verdict. The day a contender signs him with a clean physical, this price is wrong by two tiers, and you'll have hours to act on it. If camp opens with the documentary still filming, WR69 was two rounds too early.
Watch the transaction wire and the medical clearance reporting in that order, because the second causes the first. And watch which receiver room gets hurt in early August. That's historically when veteran phones ring. He's one of your guys. This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.